something he'd wear, working around the barn that would come up.
Overalls.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and... Tell someone, would you run inside and wet me my coat?
Get my coat.
And wet it out to me.
I'm
get
sorry.
My coat and wet it out to me.
If I was cool, I'd go inside the house and get my coat.
Or you'd ask someone else.
Well, I'd like someone to get the coat for me.
And you'd say, get it and...
Bring it to
okay.
me.
So you'd say, so we went inside and he...
Got my coat for me.
And he wet it to me.
He brought it to me.
And he'd say, here I have...
Your coat.
I have wet you your coat.
I have brought your coat.
Do you ever hear people say brum?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But we I don't know if anybody who uses that around here. I've heard that before, but...
More in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I don't remember the last time I've heard that expression. I just can't remember. It's been so long.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it worked perfectly.
It fitted perfectly.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them...
Bulge.
And you'd say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it in it.
Trunk.
And every shirt I've washed has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't.
Don't shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to
dress.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and
primp?
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
Yes. No. Young men seem to do it.
What would you call a man who primps a lot?
Well, you might call him a sissy, but now he's not considered a sissy. It's the mood now.
Uh-huh.
But it's the thing that goes. You see people in cars. I was talking about that the other day. You used to see ladies driving and they'd look in the mirror and tap their hair, feel, see if it was in place or run a comb through it. And now you see men doing that just as much as you see women doing it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Do you ever hear a man called a jelly bean?
A jelly?
A jelly bean. Do you ever hear?
No, I'm afraid not.
And something you could carry your money in would be...
A wallet.
Or a coin.
A coin purse.
And something a woman would wear around her neck.
A necklace.
With things strung up together.
Beads.
Okay, you'd call that a what of beads?
A string, or some people call it a necklace of beans, but usually a string of beans.
Okay.
Pearls, I mean.
Something she'd wear around her wrist.
A bracelet.
And
or
something.
A wristwatch.
Okay. Something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
Any other name for that?
Not that I could think of right off.
And what you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed? Fancy coat.
The bedspread.
Okay. Any other names for bedspread?
No.
What about something that women used to make to put on the bed for warmth?
Well, quilts, but, yep. Oh, quilts. Mm-hmm. I thought we were talking about the spread still, you know. Quilts, yes.
Do you ever hear of anything called a coverlet or counterpin?
No.
And
I haven't.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.